Hey friend, it's Friday, and that means it's Faith Bomb Friday. Faith Bomb Friday is a quick space for me to highlight a scripture that jumped out to me this week and just share my thoughts, and hopefully give you a quick win for you to finish out this week and finish strong. Let's get to it. Hey, hey, beautiful Kingdom Daughter. Welcome back to the Kingdom Daughters podcast, and welcome back to Faith Bomb Friday. I hope and pray you're having an amazingly awesome Friday and that you are excited for this awesome weekend. Oh my goodness. Okay, so I just have to share something. It's funny because I just on Wednesday talked about trusting God through disappointment. And this weekend, I actually had a retreat planned and things going on, and we're having to cancel it because of the weather, this crazy weather that is going on. And I'm having to walk that out. I'm having to walk out what I was talking about on Wednesday. And I think it's just funny. I think God is like that, where He calls us deeper, right? And He calls us into new places. And not that I haven't ever had to walk out disappointing situations before, but it's so interesting. And so I just encourage you, you're not alone. You're not alone in these disappointments. Like, I am here, and I am literally having to choose to trust the Lord, choose to trust that He is in control, and there's a reason for this. And so that was just a side note. But anyways, I wanted to dive into Mark 3 today. Talking a little bit more about what Jesus is teaching us here. The first part is this. In Mark 3:20, it says, "Then Jesus entered a house, and again a crowd gathered, so that he and his disciples were not even able to eat. When his family heard about this, they went to take charge of him, for they had said, 'He is out of his mind.'" Okay, this is his family, right? There's verses in here where it talks about Jesus saying that you're a prophet is not welcome in his own hometown, because when he went home to try to share, people questioned him, like, "Isn't that Joseph's son? Like, who is he to say this and that," right? They questioned him because they saw him being raised as a boy. And here they are again, just like trying to cover up what he's doing, like, "Oh, he's crazy. He doesn't know what he's talking about," okay? And it's so funny to me because We experience that sometimes in our walk with the Lord, right? We experience people in our lives. And this goes back to last week's conversation about making sure our circle is strong and the people around us like believe what we believe. But we can get questioned sometimes by our family. We can get questioned by our friends. We can have people telling us we don't know what we're talking about, that we're crazy thinking the things we believe and believing that God is who he says he is and that Jesus came and died, all the things, right? We can get those things. Even Jesus had to deal with that, okay? So my first encouragement is that, again, you're not alone, okay? Even Jesus had to deal with this. But you're going to come against people that are going to question you. And that means you need even more now. So you need to be rooted and grounded in his word, who he is, in relationship with him, so that when you come against people or come across people, not against, when you come across people that are going to be against what you're doing and what you're saying and what you're believing in, you will be grounded and rooted in his word and in his promises and in his love. And there will be no question. You will not have any reservations or any tugging or pulling, because you will know for a shadow of a doubt who God is and what he has called you to and who he is calling you to be. And the love that is deeply rooted in your life will be so grounded in you that you will not have any place to be questioning that, right? And so that's my first encouragement to you. Well, we move on, and then Jesus starts saying this in verse 23. "How can Satan drive out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. If a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand. And if Satan opposes himself and is divided, he cannot stand. His end has come. In fact, no one can enter a strong man's house without first tying him up. Then he can plunder the strong man's home. Truly, I tell you, people can be forgiven all their sins and every slander they utter, but whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never be forgiven. They are guilty of an eternal sin. Okay, so this comes back to knowing God's word, okay? And being on the right side, right? This is the question I have for you in this verse. Are you divided at all? Are your thoughts divided? Your passions divided? Your priorities divided? Right? And ask yourself that real question because it really matters. Like Jesus is saying here, like, Satan can't drive out Satan. He's trying to explain, like, if I'm with Satan then, and I'm crazy and I'm doing this out of my own thing, how am I able to drive him out? Like I would be partnering. It wouldn't make any sense. That doesn't make any sense, right? Why would Satan allow another, you know what I mean? Person who likes Satan to drive out Satan. That makes no sense, right? Kingdoms cannot be divided against themselves in order to thrive. So my question for you today is, are you divided in any way? Is there anything in your life? And this is a real question for you to ponder and take in and say, okay, Lord, speak to me. Is this an area? Is there an area in my life that I am not giving to you, or I am divided? I'm divided. I'm watching shows that are contradictory to what you have, what lifestyle you have for me to live. I am listening to music that is contradictory to the life that you want for me, the life-giving life that you have for me, right? I am speaking words that are contradictory or divided against the words of life that you want to pour out of me, okay? Think about those things because we don't want to be a divided kingdom either. We don't want to just have one foot in and one foot out, right? Then we're lukewarm. We don't want to be in that position. We want to be all in so that we can be purposed. We can be used. We can feel fully loved by him, right? I think there's so much of that, just this thoughts of, or feelings that we don't matter and that we're not purposed. But part of that is our own choices of this right here, this conversation of, well, yeah, I want to speak life. I want to give life. I want to minister to people. I want to pour my life into my kids. I want to have a healthy marriage. But I'm also going to, again, watch shows that are super inappropriate or going to keep my mind in a different place. They're going to put me in a mindset that is not going to help these other areas that I want, you know? Or I'm listening to music and that music is contradictory to God's word, right? I don't want to repeat myself over and over, but do you understand what I'm saying? Like, really think that through and ask yourself these questions. Are you in a state of being divided at all? Because if you are, it's time to get into alignment with the Lord. It's time to step back and say, nope, I want to be in alignment with God's word. Holy Spirit, help me to know the places and the spaces that I am divided, that I am not fully giving to you, and that's keeping me from moving into amazing places with you. Because guess what, friend? He has amazing plans for you. He has awesome things for you. And he wants to use you in awesome ways to love people and pour out his presence on people and to pray for people and to support people and to be a part of your kids' lives in ways that you never would have imagined, or have a marriage that is thriving and so many good things, right? He has all of those plans for us. But when we have one foot in and one foot out, we are dividing ourselves. We're dividing ourselves, and it's hard for him to pour in to only half of us. Right? It's really hard for that to happen, and it's hard for us to get fullness, his fullness, when we're divided. So I hope this challenges you and blesses you today and really gets you thinking about where you're at. And really, I would love for you to, if you're in the Facebook group, come and tell me what you thought of this and the things that maybe you want some help with. But on this topic, if any of this is stirring you and you're wanting to go deeper and you're wanting to take that next step, but you're really not sure how, you're not sure how to take these steps, I would love to work with you. You can work with me in two ways. You can work with me one-on-one, and that is one-on-one coaching. And you can find out more about that by going to thekingdomdaughters.com/coaching, or you can join our monthly membership. And that is a smaller group on Facebook. We meet in Zooms once a week. And that is kind of more of a group coaching setting, but I would love to have you join in there too. You can go to thekingdomdaughters.com/membership and join there as well. Let's get you to the next level, friend. Let's grow in these areas, and I would love to help you help to see you thrive and be able to be full of the Holy Spirit. Be full and see what God can do in your life. I believe it. I know it. He has good things for you. So, all right, that's all I have for you. Remember, you are seen, you are known, you are loved by God, my friend. Believe God is who He says He is. Receive His amazingly awesome and powerful love and walk confidently as the beautiful daughter that you are today, my friend. Have a great Friday and an amazing weekend, and I will see you next week at a regularly scheduled program. Bye now. All right, friend, before you go, really quick, if you've been around for a while and you've been loving the show and you've been listening constantly, first of all, I want to say thank you so much. It means the world to me that you're here, and I just pray that you are continually challenged and blessed by this. But could you do me a favor? Could you go and leave a rating and review? I would love to hear feedback from you. This is one of the only ways I can know that what I am sharing is actually resonating with you. And it also helps to get the message out there to other beautiful women just like yourself. So if you go to Apple Podcasts, I would love for you to leave a rating and review. That would be amazing. All right, that is all. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day, and I will see you next time. Bye now.